Hey, hey, welcome to the eighth installment of this little rock show called Rock Central. Did you miss us? I'm your host, Duncan MacLeod. I've been away for a few weeks, focusing on other commitments, but I'm back with a rocking show this evening, focusing on all things modern progressive metal. We have some great tracks lined up on Rock Central this time round, and probably some of the heaviest stuff we've played to date, not to mention some of the most progressive as well. We kicked off the show with Aerion off their album The Human Equation and a song called Day 16 Loser. We're going to kick things up again now. This next song is off a very complex and inaccessible but ultimately brilliant album called Crack the Sky. This is the epic The Tsar by Mastodon.
Thank you.
I did warn you we were going to be playing the heavy stuff tonight. That was Dream Theater off my favorite album of theirs, 2003's Train of Thought. And we'll be playing tonight's show out with one of Dream Theater's most epic tracks of all time. But more on that a bit later. Ahead of Dream Theater, you heard the incredibly complex Mastodon with a track called The Tsar. We're not getting much quieter for our next few tracks. Next up, we have two fine examples of technical progressive metal. Tesseract with Of Mind Noxia, followed by KFO by the experimentalists Animals as Leaders. That's just about as technical and progressive as I've heard the metal genre get. You heard KFO by Animals as Leaders, and ahead of that of Mind Nocturne by Tesseract. We're heading down under for our next two songs tonight. First up is Cog, a band with influences as wide as Tool, Nina Simone, Bob Marley, and Left Field. That's quite a combination. This track off Cog's Sharing Space album is called Problem, Reaction, Solution.
Oh,
unmistakable sounds of one of the best bands in the world, in my view. That was Perth, Australia-based band Carnival with a track called Eidolon off their most recent album, Asymmetry. We're expecting a new Carnival record soon, and I, for one, cannot wait for that. It's been quite a few years since Asymmetry was released, and I think many of their fans are hungering for new material. And ahead of Carnival, you heard fellow Oz rockers Cog with a track called Problem Reaction Solution. We're going across to the States now. This band is called Symphony X. The track is called Communion and the Oracle off the album V, the New Mythology Suite. Well, if you don't know this album, I highly recommend firing it up in your favorite music streaming app. It's called V, the new Mythology Suite, rather, and it's a powerhouse of prog metal delights. The track you heard there was Communion and the Oracle. Next up, we're off to Poland. This is Riverside and the title track of the album, Second Life Syndrome.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
That's Haken and one of my favorite albums, The Mountain, and a track called Pareidolia, if I'm pronouncing that right. And ahead of that, you heard Poland's Riverside and a track called Second Life Syndrome. Riverside has a new album out, which I'm hoping to explore in the coming days. Great, great band. I do hope you're enjoying the show. I'd love to get your feedback. Is there anything you'd like to hear on future shows? Do let me know. I have been threatening to do a request show for some time now. So the WhatsApp line to use is 071-999-1111. That's 071-999-1111. WhatsApp only, please. We don't take calls on that line. Let me know your thoughts. Next up, we have OSI, or the Office for Strategic Influences. This track is called Shutdown.
Shut down your dreams. Thank you.
Fate's Warning, that with a track called Something for Nothing. And ahead of that, we played OSI and a lovely track called Shutdown. Speaking of shutting down, another episode of Rock Central is almost in the bag. But before I drop the mic and head out of the studio, I have two wonderful epics to share with you, both from bands that we have already featured tonight. We're going to start with another song from Aerion, off an album called Into the Electric Castle. This track is called Isis and Osiris.
Yeah. Can you see the stars? Can you recognize the constellations? If I could only see the hills that we're supposed to climb. Even the sunlight doesn't warm. How are we going to find our way? If we can't recognize the stars and we can't recognize the constellations, where do we go?
Fantastic music. Arion and a track called Isis and Osiris. I really hope you've enjoyed the show as much as I have tonight. Hopefully the next Rock Central will be landing in your favorite podcatcher sooner than this one did. Remember, you can subscribe to the show. Just search Rock Central, one word, in your favorite podcasting app, and you'll find us. If you're using an iPhone or iPad, I do recommend Apple's built-in podcasting app for the best quality. And if you're playing on the web, make sure you set playback quality to high. As promised at the start of today's show, we're playing out tonight with another track from Dream Theater, and it's arguably one of the most epic things they have ever done. Quite possibly the most epic track that Dream Theater has ever recorded. Clocking in at 24 minutes, this track, which is called Octavarium, includes a brilliant nod to many of the great bands that influenced these guys, from the Beatles to Genesis to The Who. It's a superb piece of music and deserves to be played many times over. Until next time, thank you for listening and rock on.
change.